Hit it. Welcome to the Barrel Rollers Podcast, episode 8. Jeez, I completely forgot the name of the episode. Yeah, so we're going to talk about Guitar Hero Smash Hits today.
And then?
And we're going to talk about Guitar Hero Mobile.
And then?
And then Guitar Hero on Tour.
And then?
And then Guitar Hero TV.
And then?
Guitar Hero gets $2 billion total to date. Wow. Guitar Hero Van Halen.
And then?
And then Karaoke Revolution.
And then?
Then DJ Hero.
And then?
Then Scratch Turntables.
And then?
And then Lego Rock Band.
And then?
And then Beatles Rock Band.
And then?
No, that's it.
And then?
That's it!
And then.
Shut up!
And then?
So yeah, shut up. So this is basically the music episode for... Okay, I honestly hope we don't have to talk about music for a while now. But this is the music episode. I'm Cody.
I'm Nick.
And before we get things started, we have to talk about what I like to call our very first super fan. His name is Sam. One, he gave us a great review on iTunes. Two, he created a YouTube video about us, plugging us, which is even better. And three, he's the only person that took me up on our offer to send us an email asking us what to talk about. So congrats. And because of that, our next episode is going to be our entire prediction episode dealing with E3 and beyond. So thank you, Sam. And
thanks.
Now, what was that?
Thanks, Sam.
Oh, yeah. And... now on to greater news. We have a special guest today, and he's a buddy of ours from high school. His name is Greg Waugh.
Hey.
How you doing, Greg?
Hey, good, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem, Greg. And there's only one reason why we had you on the show, because you're a huge Beatles fan.
Guilty as charged, I guess.
And I would say we had you on the show because you like music games, but honestly, nowadays, who doesn't?
I know, it's true. They've become such a smash hit since the first Guitar Hero.
No, I would say since the second. Guitar Hero 1... didn't really. That's not the point.
Never.
That's not the point. We have
airs here.
Shut up, Nick. That's a great song, by the way.
I know, I love it.
But before we get on to any business, let's talk about our history with video games. So everyone knows about Nick's problems with his frickin' drum set and his conversion to Rock Band after all these years. Everyone knows about my problems with my frickin' drum set. But I feel like a complete dumbass because I've been complaining for the past 6 months, ever since I got my Wii back from repairs, that my SD card with all my downloadable content doesn't work in Guitar Hero World Tour, and I was pissed because I spent like $20 on it. And the reason why I feel like a dumbass is because the only thing I had to do was reformat my SD card and re-download all my songs.
Yup, you're pretty dumb.
Yeah, that's quite dumb. But in bigger news, I went out and bought Guitar Hero 2 with a new guitar for 360, and that is by far the best Guitar Hero game ever.
The game is epic.
It's so freaking hard!
There's so many amazing songs in it, though. I think that probably has the best set list of all the Guitar Heroes.
It probably does, and I'm still baffled at how I beat Free Bird on my second try.
Wow, congrats.
I was like, what? That's it? That wasn't that bad. Although the first time it kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah, I know. That's intense solo at the end. But we got a lot to talk about today, dude. So what do you got going?
Okay, first one is Guitar Hero Smash Hits. Now, this game is basically going to be a culmination of all previous Guitar Hero games, excluding Metallica and World Tour. So it's going to have Guitar Hero 1, Guitar Hero 2, Encore to the 80s, Legends of Rock, Guitar Hero 3, which that is, and Aerosmith. And I've got to say, looking at the set list, there is a lot they missed. They released the entire set list. There's going to be 40-something songs. I'm not sure the exact amount. But there's a lot they missed. So some great songs they included are Boston's More Than a Feeling, Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple, Ozzy Osbourne's Bark at the Moon. What else we got here?
They do have Freebird in there.
Do they? Yeah. Yes, they do have Freebird. They have Carry On My Wayward Son, Monkey Wrench, Them Bones, Beast and the Harlot, thank God, because everyone loves a great Avenged Sevenfold song. Rush, YYZ, which is just a great instrumental. Killing in the Name of, I can't wait, because if they edit that out, I'm going to be kind of pissed, even though they probably should, because there are so many F words in that. But I guess say, there's a lot they missed. Like, oh, they got Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil. What are some... I kind of wanted Trogdor from the old Homestar1a website, because... I don't know. Have you guys ever been to homestarrunner.com?
Yep.
Yeah, I've been there.
Have you ever seen the Trogdor episode?
No. Can't say I have.
Can't say I have either.
Anyways, Strongbad created a monster, a cartoon, and created an epic metal riff for it, and then they put that in Guitar Hero.
Yeah, I just hope that these songs that they're gonna have in this game are the our original master recordings. Do you know if they are, or are they going to use the same like re-recordings from the old games?
You know, my guess would be they're going to use masters. Because seriously, if they don't have the publicity right now to get masters, they're screwed.
Yeah, I know.
It does not say in this article, but
I haven't read anything about it. But they're all going to be playable in full band format,
which
it's
is
not
be interesting.
Yeah, it's not just going to be guitar anymore, which is going to be really interesting. Some of these songs sound like a lot of fun to sing or play on the drums.
Yeah, I can think of a couple that are great to play on the drums. The Police, Message in a Bottle. Who doesn't like to sing to Sting?
Yeah, I don't... I mean, come on. I would sing to Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll. I mean, it's going to be...
Greg, don't laugh. He would sing, look away from the screen, and still end up with 100%.
Oh, I know. I've heard him sing Heartbreaker on, like, Expert before, believe me. I am not surprised.
Yeah, I was playing in his dorm room, and he turns around, and he's like, the one thing he said to me was like, tell me when I need star power. And he didn't need it!
All I know is this game's going to be nothing but a good time.
Oh, Jesus.
Nick,
really? Really, that's what you go with?
That's what I'm going to go with, because that song is in the game.
You know what I do have to say, though? As hard as you'd think Dragon Forces Through the Fire and Flames is... Imagine what that is in drums. Seriously.
Oh, man. That's going to be crazy. All I know is there's going to be a lot of frustrated singers just wanting their damn guitarist to get it right.
It's true.
Oh, geez. If we could not get someone to sing Warrant's Cherry Pie.
Oh, man.
That would be so much fun to sing.
I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of great songs here, but reading through it,
There's a lot they missed.
Yeah, plus a good number of these songs are already downloadable for Rock Band.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm going to be investing in Guitar Hero Smash Hits, especially after the horrible customer support from Guitar Hero World Tour.
No, yeah, I agree.
I don't know if I'm going to be investing in this game, but, I mean, we'll see how it does. And, I mean... They really can't just port Guitar Hero World Tour and just throw these songs in. I think they really need to revamp the whole game.
Yeah, they really do. They need to stop doing the same thing over and over. They are basically mimicking the Tony Hawk series.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I can't help playing it and feeling like it's just a half-assed Rock Band.
It really is.
It's true.
Like, it tries to be Rock Band. It just can't be.
You know... Well, I just have to say, for first of all, those graphics. So I got Guitar Hero 2 for the 360, and on my HDTV, I honestly think those are the best graphics for any music game out there. Like, granted, I have not seen Rock. I saw Rock Band on the 360 once. I don't even think it was high def.
Yeah, Rock Band on the 360 looks great. The graphics for Guitar Hero I've never. Well, except for, like, the first two, three and four.
Neversoft has not gotten graphics right.
Yeah, like, they're trying to go for, like, this over-the-top style, and I just don't think it's working as good as the old style.
I just realized something.
What?
Neversoft, the company that makes Guitar Hero, or that owned Guitar Hero starting with Guitar Hero 3...
It was a Tony Hawk company, right?
I just realized that. They were the same ones that owned... This explains so freaking much.
Yeah, that's why all the characters look like Tony Hawk Pro Skater characters.
No wonder why they're milking us for our money.
Yup. All right, we got to move on, Cody. We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, okay, so we can just fly through these. Guitar Hero Mobile got announced. Big freaking whoop. You're going to have Guitar Hero on your cell phone. What else is new? You have Guitar Hero on your iPod for years now.
You're probably going to have a selection of like 5 songs to choose from.
It's so stupid.
My dad actually has the demo on his Samsung phone, and I was playing it, and it's nothing to write home about. There's only 3 buttons, and
yeah,
it's Black Magic Woman, and it sounds like a ringtone, so nothing to get excited about there.
Oh, great.
Next one, Guitar Hero on Tour, basically another game for the DS. Big whoop.
Yeah, they're doing like modern hits now, right?
I can't even keep track of all the games.
This is like the third or fourth on tour like DS Guitar Hero game.
I think it's the second.
They've released a few more than that. They released the original on tour, then they released On Tour Decades, and Modern Hits is at least like the third one, I think. But like
they got 3 or 4.
Perfect example of how Activision is completely milking the franchise for everything it's worth.
You know, I've got to say, though, I played, I forget which one, I played one of the DS ones at a Toys R Us once. It's not good. It's not good at all. It sucks.
Really? Yeah, I heard mixed reviews about it.
Like, seriously? Like, okay, so if you guys don't know, you actually have to buy it comes with a specific peripheral. It's basically like 4 buttons on like this DS case that wraps around your DS. So that you can, like, hold it in your hand like it's a freaking camcorder and then just hit the buttons. And, like, the way it grips your hand, you can't even hit the buttons. Like, it's just so unmaneuverable. It's stupid.
Yeah, I can't really see myself, like, rocking out to Guitar Hero, like, sitting in the backseat of my car. Like, there's just something about that.
The other thing is that you actually have a guitar pick with a specific, like, stylist ending on it, and you actually have to swipe that across the touchpad of the DS, which is complete bullshit, because there's no way you can go back and forth without taking the pick off of the screen. The screen is just too small for that.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's move on.
Okay, next one is Guitar Hero Van Halen, which I have to say... Okay. Done?
Da, da, da. Okay. All right.
So yeah, this one has been rumored for a really long time. It got leaked by, I think it was a German company, had it in their sales. And then 2 days after that, GameStop had it on their website for pre-order. And then like 2 weeks after that, Activision finally came out and confirmed it. It's like, dude, it's 2 weeks too late. It's kind of already leaked.
So this is the third band-centric game from Guitar Hero, and once the Beatles come out later this year, the Beatles Rock Band, it's going to be the fourth band-centric game release. What do you guys think about releasing games dedicated more to fans of specific bands than like just like music game people in general?
It certainly limits the amount of people who are going to buy the game, I think, because, I mean, I don't know. When Aerosmith first came out, they had other songs on it, but they weren't nearly enough to reach out to all different types of music fans. I mean, I don't know. Unless they expect those games to just ride the coattails of the success of the entire franchise.
I think they do, sad to say.
Yeah, I don't know, because like, people that aren't like really into video games, I think they're walking through Walmart looking at like a bunch of different games and saying, oh, Aerosmith. Do I like Aerosmith? If the answer is no, then I think there's no question in their mind that they're not going to buy it. Like, I can't imagine people buying a game that's blatantly Aerosmith or blatantly Metallica or blatantly Van Halen if they don't really care for that band in the first place, even if it has the Guitar Hero name on it.
You know, I honestly think they're not a bad idea, because it's a great concept to have, like, it's like 20 or 30 songs from one great band, and then like 20 or 30 other songs from bands that either influenced that band or were influenced by it. So either way, you get between 40 and like 50, sometimes 60 songs that are all in the same genre and same, like, they're very closely connected. So it's easy to see if you're going to buy one, you're going to like a lot of the songs on it. But I got to say, there is no way in hell that those are worth $50.
Maybe what they should start doing is start making games dedicated to like either a generation in music or a subgenre of rock and roll. Like do Guitar Hero classic rock, like or Guitar Hero 60s, and do like the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, or like, I mean, I know they tried Guitar Hero Rocks the 80s, and that was kind of a miserable failure, but there's a chance that they could get something like that right. I just think it would be more marketable. I mean, I don't know what you guys think.
No, I honestly think they need to bring the price down, because on these other games like Guitar Hero 3, Guitar Hero 4, you get like 60, like close to 70, 80 songs for $50. That's a great deal. But then you get these games which have like 40 to 50, and you got to pay the same. No, like if I had to pay 30 or 35, even 40, yeah, I would still buy it. But there is no way in hell they're worth $50 to $60.
It's interesting to see two very different marketing strategies with very similar games. Guitar Hero is more all about the, we're going to release more games. And Rock Band is more about, we're going to release one game, and then we're going to let you download a ton of songs or whatever you want online. And I honestly think the Rock Band approach is going to work a little bit more in the end.
I agree.
Because, like, if, like, a couple weeks ago, a Jane's Addiction pack came out for Rock Band. Now, like, it's not a whole new game. And if you're a Jane's Addiction fan, you can buy the whole pack and say, like, oh, I have, like, Rock Band Jane's Addiction or whatever. Like, there's plenty of songs. But, like, if you're not, you know that there's plenty of other stuff to download that you can spend your money on instead of stuff that you may or may not like.
No, yeah, I know. That's the one thing. It's like, if I buy Rock Band, hell, I'm going to be spending like $100 on that downloadable content store the day I get it.
Right. It's much more customizable. It's not like, oh, you should like Van Halen. Here's a disc.
Exactly.
It's true.
It's basically like, it's, I honestly don't know what to compare it to. But it's basically, you get to pick what songs you want. So instead of spending 50, like I've said before, you'll spend $50 and get 80 songs. Yeah, that's a great deal, but you might only like 20 of them. That's not a good deal in the end. At least this way, you know what song you're getting. You know you're going to like it. And a couple, what was it? I'm not sure, probably a year ago, maybe last summer, Motley Crue came out with a new album. And what they did, it was like 2 months before the album came out, they released their single on Rock Band before they even released it on iTunes, and they made a shitload of money from it.
Yeah, Styx and REO Speedwagon just did that too with their new Can't Stop Rockin' single, where they like bring the two bands together, and they both did a song together. And it was pretty much sponsored by Rock Band, and they released it right to Rock Band, and that's going to be – and Rock Band sponsoring their tour this summer, I think.
Wow, they got a lot of money.
God.
Yeah. It's really interesting that songs are actually being released directly to video games now. I think Guns N' Roses did the same thing before Shackler's Revenge was released. Chinese Democracy was released. I think they released Shackler's Revenge to Rock Band first, which is really interesting.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, and Endless Sporadic did the same thing with Impulse that they did on Guitar Hero 3, because if you play Guitar Hero 3, one of the bonus songs is Impulse by an Endless Sporadic. And the thing that pissed everyone off is that Endless Sporadic, no matter how great a song Impulse was, they don't have an album out yet. It took them like 9 months after that game came out just to come out with an EP. And I bought it. That is an awesome EP. Like, if you like instrumental stuff, go out and buy an Endless Sporadic. It's like $3. You get 4 songs, and they're really good. I mean, it's almost like that entire album was like basically was financed by Guitar Hero.
Definitely interesting. All right, moving on. What else do we got, Cody?
Are we done with Guitar Hero Van Halen? I mean, we didn't talk about it that much.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I love Van Halen, so I might have to pick this up.
I hate to say it. I'm probably going to buy it.
I mean,
I don't think I'm going to buy it. I don't know. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that's the problem with making a game geared towards only one band. Like, I'm not nearly a big enough Van Halen fan to buy it, and I'm not nearly a big enough 1980s rock and roll fan to buy it. I don't know. That's the downside of a game like that. But I mean, obviously, I know you two. You guys are big Van Halen fans, so of course you're going to go out there and buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I think a lot of the songs will be fun to play, especially on the guitar.
You know, I got to say, though, out of this game came one great thing and one great thing only. They're finally putting the Offspring on Guitar Hero. It's about freaking time. I've been waiting ages for them to put the Offspring on Guitar Hero.
That's cool.
None of you seem excited. Do you know who the Offspring is, Nick?
Probably heard a couple of their songs.
Really?
Pretty that's fly all for a white sense. Guy.
Really? Wow. You're going to have to borrow the Greatest Hits, because that is definitely one of the greatest bands of the 90s.
Right, what else do we got in the news, Cody?
Yeah, Nick, you keep pushing me, I know. You know, this next story is what really pisses me off. Guitar Hero is thinking of having an entire TV show or movie or concert tour based on the frickin' game!
A concert tour? Seriously?
Yes! It's either going to be a reality TV show, a reality movie, or they're going to go around touring, like, frickin' stadiums for Guitar Hero! Seriously?
I think I would take the concert tour way before I took the TV series. Because, like, maybe the concert tour means that there'd be, like, sponsoring bands that are in the game, and, like, they'd have them, like, similar to how, like,
Warped I don't think Tour so. Does it. I think they're just going to get a group of kids together and play the damn game on stage.
Hey, look on the bright side. If they screw up, they can just say, my bad, and restart.
Yeah, right.
Hold on, let me change my difficulty.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't know about that. The TV show, oh my god. Guitar Hero reality TV, I don't even know what this is.
A couple months ago, someone was actually in the works to make a Guitar Hero movie about a kid who lives like in the poorer section of town and just starts playing Guitar Hero in tournaments and starts winning and becomes huge. Like, seriously?
No.
It's like an 8 Mile version of Guitar Hero. And we don't need another 8 Mile. One was enough.
It's like Guitar Hero is this big fat cow and Activision grabs it by the udders and milks it until it's completely dry.
You said udder.
It's utterly ridiculous.
It really is.
If they handled it the right way, I think they wouldn't have had to have milked it as fast as
no,
they have.
No, they wouldn't.
So far.
They wouldn't.
Like, they should do. I don't think that they should do any more than one Guitar Hero game a year.
If that. And the. No, here's what I think. If they're going to. They should do what Rock Band does, and that is you release a game, and all you really need to release after that for like 3 to 4 years is peripherals. In case peripherals die, like the Rock Band. Like the only difference between Rock Band 1 and Rock Band 2 is the fact that your drum set was reinforced with a metal kick pedal. And thank God for them. Because,
and the gameplay smoothed out a little more, but yeah.
But yeah, but like I said, it's not. It's not really. They need to wait 3 or 4 years to actually have enough material for, like, enough change for you to actually waste another $160 on this thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I have a pile of guitars in my house right now, and only one of them is real. I'm getting kind of annoyed.
I know. It gets annoying. They just release more crap, and it's just like I just want to play like more songs. Like, I don't care about all this new crap. I just want to play the songs that are on these games.
Oh,
quality, not quantity.
Exactly. We need to take the French approach, not being gay, but quality over quantity. Yes, thank you for laughing. And now we have to talk about how ridiculous is that sliding bar. Seriously, they completely screwed that up.
Yeah, is that really necessary? I mean, I like the fact that they're trying to, like, add new stuff to the series. Like,
but seriously?
It's been out since 2005, and, I mean, most people will agree that the franchise is getting a little bit stale just because the gameplay is almost the exact same thing in every single game. But I don't think that slide bar was the way to go.
No, here's what you do. Instead of trying to innovate the instruments, how about you make your damn songs better?
Yeah,
I'm playing Guitar Hero 2, and granted, if you play Guitar Hero 3 or Guitar Hero 4, you know the ridiculous number of hammer-ons there are in the game. Like, it is abnormal. No guitarist plays a song with that many freaking hammer-ons, and when I play Guitar Hero 2, I have to strum like every two seconds, if that, because there are so many freaking notes that aren't hammer-ons and you just expect them to be. Like, Guitar Hero 2 got it right. There are hardly any hammer-ons, barely, except for on solos in the game. Like, if you play Guitar Hero 3, you go through that, there's like a hammer-on out of the blue for no freaking reason. Seriously?
Stop trying to bridge the gap between the actual guitar and the guitar controller, because there's always going to be that fundamental difference that one's real and the other one's not.
It seems
always going to be the fundamental difference that on one, you're hitting buttons according to colors on the screen, and the other, you're actually playing a musical instrument.
It's true.
As I was saying earlier, it seems like Guitar Hero 4 is the easiest Guitar Hero, because they just make it easy. And here's the thing. Playing guitar is not easy. You want to simulate playing guitar? Make the thing freaking hard! Seriously!
I can understand, like, Through the Fire and the Flames was, like, a bit ridiculous. And, like, Guitar Hero 3 got kind of crazy at the end. Like, the last set was, I don't know, I think it was a bit too much for most people to handle.
That reminds me. Why are they putting Raining Blood in Guitar Hero Smash Hits? Really? Really? You didn't get enough complaints about the freaking intro?
Well, here's the way I see it. I think that they should put the more fair songs in the game with, like, maybe a couple of somewhat harder songs towards the end. And then for all, like, the crazy Guitar Hero nuts out there, they can release the insane songs for DLC. That way people don't get stuck having to do them in career mode.
I would love to do that. Because, seriously, I went out and bought Guitar Hero 2 just so I can play the ridiculously insane songs, because there just aren't enough on World Tour. Like, the only ridiculous song on World Tour that I can think of, other than anything which is downloadable content, is, what's it called? Hot for Teacher. And I'm sad to say that the intro is all tapping. The entire thing is by the touch slider, and I hate the touch slider. I don't get it. It just doesn't work for me.
Well, honestly,
screwed that up.
Honestly, I can understand their philosophy, though, because, like, they don't want to frustrate people to the point where they don't want to buy their games anymore. And I think Guitar Hero 3 got way over the top frustrating towards the end. Guitar Hero 3 was by far the hardest of all the Guitar Hero or Rock Band games released. And I think it got a bit insane towards the end. And I agree with them toning it down a little bit.
No, I gotta say, Guitar Hero 2, the last set list, is just ridiculous. Like, seriously, Hangar 18, Avenged Sevenfold's Beast and the Harlot, really? And then Freebird? Oh, God. And the fact that they made the hammer-ons, like, actually hammer-ons, Guitar Hero 3 made hammer-ons way too easy to hit. Now, if they had changed it, yeah, I would say it would probably be the hardest set list ever. But it's not, okay? It's not. Urgh!
Oh, calm down, Cody. What else do we got?
No, we're not over this. Why the hell would you ever want to go see people play Guitar Hero on a concert tour? Now, yes, I can see if it's an intermission. That's fine. But why would you ever pay money to go see people on stage playing a freaking plastic toy?
And I'm not totally convinced that the article means that people are just going to be playing Guitar Hero on a stage. It didn't really specify. I'm thinking more of the fact that, like, it's going to sponsor concert tours or something like that. Something like Warped Tour or something like that, where it's one company that sponsors an entire event and gets a bunch of bands together. That I would be perfectly fine with, but Guitar Hero TV shows or Guitar Hero movies, I don't know about those.
Yeah. Okay, now let's focus on the biggest picture here, because it doesn't seem like concert tours are going to happen. It seems like they're going to do TV shows, but they're also going to do TV shows about people playing World of Warcraft and Call of Duty 4. Really?
No one's going to watch any of those.
Really, there's not enough World War II documentaries on TV that you now have to go and add, like, another war game. Seriously?
Yeah, right. If you want to watch Call of Duty on TV, just turn on the History Channel.
Yeah, exactly.
They always have a World War II show on the History Channel.
Except for Call of Duty 4, because that's Modern Warfare. If you want to see that, go to CNN. And seriously, World of Warcraft, the movie? I'm sorry, but the only good thing that World of Warcraft has done in mainstream is the episode of South Park where they're all in a World of Warcraft game. That was pretty freaking funny.
Make love, not Warcraft.
That's awesome.
What's this Guitar Hero 2009, Cody?
Those are all the games that Guitar Hero is coming out with in 2009.
Yeah, and
it's so ridiculous.
Add Guitar Hero 5 to that list.
Yeah, we got Guitar Hero 5, which seriously, you gotta come out with Guitar Hero Smash Hits, Mobile, On Tour, and Van Halen. Now you gotta come out with 5? What the hell is wrong with you?
And Metallica was earlier this year too.
Son of a bitch!
Is that really necessary? Do people really want that much Guitar Hero?
No! Nobody wants that much Guitar Hero!
It's like take a sip out of the Guitar Hero fire hose, people.
It's like, when is, like, too much, too much? And I think this is the very definition of killing a franchise.
It's the very definition of why Neversoft screwed up Tony Hawk. They came out with game after game after game. And granted, I'm a huge Tony Hawk fan. I probably played just about every single one. But seriously, it gets old after a while. It's the same thing that happened with Sonic. They came out with game after game after game. Then they introduced 3D, and 3D just screwed it all up.
Dude, take a deep breath.
It's things like this that piss me off.
It'll all be happy in the end. Guitar Hero will obviously die with all of these games coming out.
No, the sad part is I'm waiting for it seems like Guitar Hero is trying to do like a kamikaze attack. Not only are they taking themselves down, but they're probably going to eventually take Rock Band down too, just giving music games a bad name.
Yeah, I agree.
Pisses me off. Drink of water always helps. So let's see. Now we have the long rumored Band Hero. Frickin' yay! We have another game that involves four instruments that, oh wait, it's geared towards families. Really? Really? You need to make an easier Guitar Hero. Come on!
Oh wait, so it's Guitar Hero with the same exact instruments.
But geared towards families.
But geared towards families and younger children.
Seriously? That's called easy mode, okay?
You don't think they already play Guitar Hero? Like,
that thing's gonna go down the tubes. I mean, like, what do they play? Like, the Barney theme song or the Sunny Day song on Sesame Street?
Like, I don't really get it. Like, why can't – I mean, I understand, like, a lot of the songs in Guitar Hero are more, like, mature themed. But, like, nothing is really so over the top that, like, kids don't play it.
You know, I honestly think this is what they should do. They should create Band Hero, in which they have all freaking kiddie songs, and they should create another Guitar Hero, which has M material, so we can finally drop F-bombs in the middle of a name, in the middle of a song. Because seriously, singing killing in the name of without dropping an F-bomb, very hard to do.
It's true.
It really is.
Anything by Rage.
Anything by Rage Against the Machines, not only is there F-bombs in it, but you just want to scream them, and you can't.
So think about it. So think about this. You walk into a store, right? You don't know anything about music games. You don't know anything about video games, right? You're going to buy one of these newfangled music games that everybody's been talking about for the past 5 years, right? You walk up to the counter, and you have a choice between Guitar Hero, Band Hero, or Rock Band. How the hell are you supposed to know that Rock Band is by a different company and Guitar Hero is more for mature audiences and Band Hero is more for younger audiences? Like, I would look at that game and say, oh, Guitar Hero, that probably has to do with the guitar. Band Hero, that probably has to do with the entire band, and Rock Band's probably almost the same thing. Like, I don't understand how Activision expects people to tell the difference between these games.
You know, I think the only reason why they did this is so they can get their own Wheel of Fortune category for before and after so that it says Rock Band Hero.
Yeah, right.
Like, I'll tell you, I just found what I believe to be the icing on all of this cake in a Google search.
I'm afraid.
Apparently there's now a Christian Guitar Hero?
That can't be.
No, well, I heard it's like a downloadable thing, I think.
Ah, okay.
Guitar Praise, Guitar Hero for Christians. What?
Yep. Yeah, instead of getting instruments, you get two gloves, you put them together, and just bow down. That's the game. Greg, you can do this because you're an altar boy.
Why, thank you. I
appreciate that. I don't
and
even
so
know.
So.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, you're the only heathen here, Cody.
Awesome.
I don't even know what to say to that. Like, is that really necessary? Do people like, I don't know.
Let's make a Guitar Hero for Buddhists too.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do a Guitar Hero. Oh man, we do like Guitar Hero, like Islam, and like we'll have like a whole series.
You know, I think the only untapped potential is the banjo. So they need to come out with a banjo hero and just sell it to Tennessee.
Guitar Hero Quaker.
Yeah,
I
right.
mean, really go all out with these games.
Oh my God. Guitar Hero Monogamist.
Okay, Guitar Hero Mormons.
Guitar Hero Mormons.
Guitar Hero for the Pope.
Like, is that really necessary? No comment.
Okay. Now, to shed the guitar from the Guitar Hero, we now have DJ Hero, which is basically a turntable with buttons on it that you
That
hit.
look exactly like Guitar Hero.
Basically, you get three buttons on a disc, and it's the most simplest thing ever. And I have to say, I kind of like this idea. I kind of like it.
I Wasn't
don't
there a
know.
game called Club World that came out not that well, like 6 or 7 years ago for PS2?
I have no idea.
That was the same concept. I think there was.
Was
I
there
think it's.
like a peripheral for it too?
I don't know. I'm gonna look it up because I think my cousin had it.
But yeah, so basically it's a disc. It's basically like a typical disc like jockey type thing with a fake record, and you just have buttons, and apparently you gotta hit the buttons and then like do your disc jockey swiveling move.
Can I just say that nobody's gonna want to play this?
I think I might.
I think, well, like, the hardcore hip hop fans, like, hip hop isn't that hard music to make in the first place, but like,
Okay, there can be something said about that.
well, the,
It definitely takes musical talent, like, to understand the concepts of how to put stuff together in your head. Yes, but I mean I think what you mean is you don't need a lot of money to do it.
I don't really see why people would want to have fake turntables and play them. I mean, fake guitars are kind of cool because like you can really get into it, but like I can't see myself just like sitting there like spinning some disc and clicking buttons in time to like hip hop and techno songs.
You know, I honestly like this idea because if they could combine the two, then they can finally put Link they finally could put Linkin Park in a music game. Because you kind of can't because there's not a lot of guitar and there's actually somewhat of like disc jockeying going on. So I mean, if you combine the two, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like more of an example of milking what used to be a really cool thing over the top and into something that's just like lame and everyday.
But on the bright side, someone else actually came up with this idea before Activision. And it's called Scratch, the Ultimate DJ. And basically, if you look at their peripheral, it looks a hell of a lot better. Did you guys see the link? It's under Scratch Turntable.
I'm taking a look at it right now, actually.
That is actually a better peripheral than what Activision has shown. Now, granted, Activision hasn't shown the whole thing, obviously, because they're covering like half. Like, you can obviously tell that they're trying to cover something up. But I
Yeah,
mean,
no, I'm thinking, I think I like the Scratch turntable one better too.
I
It
like
looks fun.
it looks better because at least the buttons aren't on like the disc itself. Like you actually have to hit the buttons and then hit the disc, which seems more realistic. And then
I don't re
they have the fader on the side and stuff like that.
I don't know. I just think it's milking a good thing, but that just might be me.
Well, here's the thing. So, when Activision got wind that someone was already creating a DJ game, they went and sued him.
Unbelievable.
What?
Well, like I heard that Activision had like copyrighted DJ Hero a long time ago, but like they weren't doing anything with it.
So, the Scratch the Ultimate Hero got sued by Activision because they quote unquote stole their idea. And so basically, I don't know what happened in the lawsuit, but in the end, Activision actually bought one of the companies making the game. So obviously there's a peripheral maker and there's the programming company. I'm not sure which one they bought, but the people that remained are now suing Activision for the source code because Activision won't give up the source code. So basically, as of right now, Activision owns code for both of the games.
Do we know if the Guitar Hero sorry, I get it all confused. It all sounds the same.
It really does.
A Hero, like Turntable, is that made by Red Octane?
I don't. There hasn't been enough. I honestly don't know. I don't think there's enough information revealed yet. My guess would be yes.
Yeah.
In which you're not buying it.
Yeah. I'm not planning. I mean, after World Tour, I don't know about their stuff anymore. I'll probably get it in like 14 pieces. Looks like it just got hit with a sledgehammer or something, and the sensitivity doesn't work.
Like, seriously, if they need something for sensitivity in this, I'm going to kill them. How would you activate Star Power? Do you have to do like the bongo thing with Donkey Kong and clap?
Yeah,
Star Power!
Let's, yeah.
Okay, we finally get out of Activision's hell.
I was just going to say, let's take a turn out of Activision.
Okay, so which one do we want to do first?
I don't know. I think we should pop over to Harmonix and see what they're doing.
No, I realize that. We're not even going to talk about Karaoke Revolution because no one cares about that.
Nah, let's...
But I mean, are we going to talk about LEGO Rock Band or Beatles Rock Band first?
Let's hit up LEGO Rock Band and we'll save Beatles Rock Band for like a show-ending conclusion.
Awesome. Really? LEGO Rock Band? Really? Really?
I don't know what I think about this.
Like, yeah, the LEGO franchise has been somewhat of a mysterious, like, cloud
success.
It's like a cloud of money. Like, Nick, have you played – you have, like, all the LEGO games, don't you?
I have both the Star Wars games.
Yeah, how are they?
I love them a lot.
What makes them fun?
Well, they're easy to pick up and play. Like, they're definitely not too frustrating. Like, there are tough puzzles and stuff like that. Well, not tough, but, like, there are kind of complicated puzzles and stuff like that. But, I mean, you can't die. It's just it's a lot of fun to just pick up and play, and I like the fact that you could play through all the Star Wars movies.
Okay, so I definitely think it's probably hitting on the untouched potential of our generation loving Legos.
Yeah, like, but like
seriously,
the last thing I think of when I play Rock Band is Legos. I don't know about
you. I've heard many people say those exact words.
The two don't go together though. I mean, I can almost see like an Indiana Jones type game, or I can see like a Star Wars type game, but really? Rock Bands?
You know, as I've said many times, and I actually got laughed at in my class for saying this, I think the only cool thing would be if you had to build your own instruments, but then the downside to that would be if you actually built your drumsticks and then you take one hit and they just break.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just something – like, is it going to have, like, a legit set list, or is it going to be, like, all, like, LEGO-themed music?
You know, I honestly don't – I don't think it says, but I think what would be cool is if they don't release a game, they just release LEGO, like, inspired instruments. Therefore, you can, like, pick one up and pick the other up. Like, you don't have to buy the entire band kit. You can just pick one up or the other, and you don't have to buy a game for it either. I think that'd be pretty cool.
According to Wikipedia, it says there's some sort of a soundtrack right now.
Oh, jeez.
All right, here's what it says. We've got The Final Countdown, Europe.
That's pretty cool.
Girls and Boys by Good Charlotte. Fighting by Carl Douglas. So What by Pink.
Oh, come on! Really?
That kills it right there.
You can't bring her into a rock game.
That thing.
Really? Really?
No, it's dead. It's dead to me now.
Oh, so I don't even like that song to begin with.
So now both companies are apparently making a more kid-friendly version of their music games. Guitar Hero has Band Hero. Whoa. And then Rock Band's doing LEGO Rock Band.
No, I don't think you can say LEGO Rock Band is a kid-friendly game until you see the set list, because it all depends on the set list.
Yeah, but I think with a property like Legos, they're not going to put, like, these crazy death metal songs with all this swearing in it.
I want to see the singer drop his pants and have a Lego penis.
No comment.
Yeah, I'm not touching that one with a flagpole.
Oh, don't worry, the singer's got one. Oh.
But yeah, I don't know. To me, kid-friendly versions of games that kids already play just seems kind of stupid.
Hey, guys, let's make a new franchise called Architect Connects. Who's with me?
Yeah, let's make a Connect. Oh, no, better. We'll do it. We'll do Connects Rock Band.
No, dude, yeah. Dude. Sim City Connects.
You know, let's gear it towards old people and do Lego Lincoln Logs or something like that.
Lincoln Log Hero.
Yeah, Lincoln Log Hero.
No. Guys, let's make the opposite of Brain Age and have Alzheimer's Age and gear it towards old people.
Where everything you do, the game immediately forgets after you do it.
No, the best part would be you turn on the game for the first time and it's like, you've been playing for 24 hours and you're like, I don't remember that.
A game
oh,
that
I
makes,
play this game too much. I'm going to put it down.
A game that makes people think they have Alzheimer's. That would be – I might buy that game.
You're like, I choose you, Pikachu. Pikachu used Thunderbolt. Pikachu forgot Thunderbolt.
Pikachu just voided his bowels into his diaper.
Pikachu! No oh my comment. God. Wow.
Pikachu used Dentures Attack.
It's super effective.
Oh my god.
Or was it? I don't know, I kinda forget.
Wow, this is gonna be the edgiest show ever.
I know, pretty
not,
soon.
Not only do we rag on old people, but we also mention Lego penises.
Pretty soon there's gonna be an MTV reality show about this podcast. The Barrel Rollers and the drama behind it. Behind the podcast, The Barrel Rollers.
Stop wishful thinking. We're not sponsors. We're not selling out to MTV, especially not MTV. Okay, I think we've done the Lego Rock Band quote-unquote series.
Let's talk about the big kahuna.
Yeah, we've done Lego Rock Band no justice whatsoever, but let's talk about Beatles Rock Band.
Ooh, the whole reason why I'm on this show.
Yeah. You know what? It actually turned out to be good because – You love music games. We love music games, and you're never on the show. So,
well, thank you for having me.
No problem.
All right. So, Greg, since we haven't talked to you like a ton during the show, I want to get your entire take on Beatles Rock Band right now. What do you think about the game, the concept behind it, the fact that the Beatles are finally going to be in a music game, everything?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm thrilled that the Beatles are getting this type of notoriety now, and I'm thrilled that they're finally putting them into a music video game. And actually, I was thinking to myself, as you guys were talking about like family and young kid-friendly music, I mean, look, you can look no further than this game. There's no need to create a Legos Rock Band or band, whatever crap game Guitar Hero is creating. I mean, Beatles music is music that people of all ages and all born in all generations can appreciate. So if you want to see a family-friendly video game, look no further than this game. I'm absolutely thrilled that they're finally putting them on. You know, I thought of it for a long time. I thought of what songs they could do, and I thought of how they could be creative with it. And so far, I like how they're going about it. They start with Please Please Me, and they end with Abbey Road. Abbey Road's their second to last album.
I wonder why they didn't go into Let It Be. I figured it out.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. There's some usable content on Let It Be that would have been nice. Like, that means that automatically the song Get Back's not going to be on the game. Because Get Back is the final track of the Let It Be album. That means there's going to be no Don't Let Me Down, but that's all right. Personally, what I hope to see, a lot of stuff from the White Album. I hope to see, like, Your Blues and Helter Skelter. You know, I'd like to see Drive My Car. You know, just to prove, like, I've heard a lot of people say, well, what type of guitar music did the Beatles do? Like, they just associate Beatles music with more lyrical content. But there are plenty of guitar-heavy songs out there that you could put on this game, and I'm going to be really interested to see what they do with it.
I can just say I've been waiting forever to see Helter Skelter in one of these games.
Oh, me too, me too. That one's going to be so much fun to play.
Yeah, I think that's probably going to be one of the most fun games on this. I'm really looking forward to playing Helter Skelter.
Yeah, me too. It's like when the song's over, everybody smashes all their peripherals.
Yeah. So there hasn't been a whole lot actually shown or released about this game. They're keeping it pretty tight-lipped, like everything else under Beatles copyright.
Yeah, it really feels like Apple is making this game, because everything is rumored and nothing's confirmed.
It's
well,
true.
The company behind Beatles is Apple, not the same Apple we know from Macworld.
Oh, really? Is it really a company called Apple?
Yep. They're the Beatles license.
Ah.
Yep. It's we did get one sneak peek. I don't know if you guys heard about it, but Paul McCartney was recently performing live, and during the song "Got to Get You Into My Life," they flashed some of what we'll see during the gameplay.
Oh, cool.
I was actually just gonna bring that up. I saw that video on YouTube.
It looked pretty good to me. I mean, granted, you didn't get a very good view of it, but I mean, I don't know. What was your take on it, Nick?
You could tell it's Rock Band. I think it was Paul McCartney that was in the footage of it. I think it was like the Paul McCartney model from Rock Band, and I thought it looked pretty good.
Well, the one I saw showed all four of them.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. It showed John, it showed George, and it showed Ringo too, and they all looked very good, and they like. I noticed in particular with Paul, but really with all of them, it really stayed true to their mannerisms too. Like, I always joke that whenever Paul's getting into a groove, he does a star power thing where he kind of lifts up his bass and almost shakes it like he's doing star power. They've got that in there. You know, they've got their mannerisms. They got everything in there. So hopefully it pans out.
Now, yeah. Are they going to have, like, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but are they going to have, like, actual, like, the Beatles like models like for the band?
Yeah, yes, awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be the Beatles,
so we'll basically see nothing on the screen but their hair.
Oh, they've not. But yeah, the Beatles Rock Band, it's definitely a long time coming. People have been really wanting to play Beatles songs for years. I heard there's a bunch of new rumored features about it too. One of them including the idea that you're going to be able to plug three microphones.
No, that's not rumored. That's confirmed.
Is it confirmed?
That's confirmed.
You're going to be able to plug three microphones into your console at the same time.
And then harmonizes them all.
That's awesome. That's so cool. And it's so realistic and true to just it's just true to Beatles music. And I like the fact that they're doing that.
I think it's true to a lot of bands, because if you think about it, a lot of bands have at least two forms of singers, whether they play another instrument or not. This seems like something that, going forward, it's going to be in there forever.
It's true. I was just going to say, it seems like they're taking this game and they're taking Rock Band a step further with this particular game.
Yeah.
This is the type of game that is understandably released on a separate game as opposed to just being downloadable content, just because it's the Beatles and just because they're so hardcore dedicated to getting all this extra content in it and stuff like that.
Well, that's what I mean, is like you should only release a game when there's a lot of change, and I gotta say, from what I've heard, there is definitely enough change that they've like improved on in this game that it's worth the $50 just to buy.
Yeah, this is going to be, in terms of guitar peripherals, this is going to be the first game that features a guitar peripheral that's not either, Gibson or Fender. They've got a John Lennon-style Rickenbacker 325 guitar peripheral, and they've also got a Paul McCartney Hofner bass peripheral, too. So, I mean,
and
they're also
they had Harrison's guitar, too.
Which is, it's Gretsch, but that's a subdivision of Fender, so they already...
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Gretsch is a subdivision of Fender, so they already had the rights to use that particular brand. But, I mean, Ludwig, they never used Ludwig before.
Yo, the Ringo Starr drum kit.
That's going to be interesting to see what that's like.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. I hate to tell you this, though, but if you're to buy the Lennon and McCartney bass and guitar, it actually brings the total, like, if you were to buy everything, it brings the price up to $450.
Wow.
As of right now.
That's for the kit plus an extra guitar?
No. That's if you were to buy the band, I think it's the band kit, and so is that the game, the drum set, both new guitars, and a microphone.
Oh, okay.
That's not including the extra two microphones that you can get.
No, but in the band kit, you'll get one of the guitars and the drum kit.
I think one of the guitars is not one of these, so, which means you'd have to shell out another $100 for both of them, if that.
Maybe from what I've seen on the box art so far, it looks like you're going to be able to choose what guitar you want to come with your band kit. Because I noticed some of them had, like, the John Lennon-inspired guitar, and some of them had the George Harrison-inspired guitar.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Do you know if you get the left-handed left-handed Hofner bass automatically, or do you have to buy that separately?
My guess would be you have to buy it separately, because most games only come with one guitar.
Right. I think it might be separate, because there's a couple of box art covers that were released, and I'm pretty sure only Harrison and Lennon's guitars were available with the games. But I've heard that you're going to be able to buy Paul's left-handed bass on the side.
All right.
Just to let you know, this game is available for pre-order on GameStop. But if you want to buy the whole band, the band kit right now, it's limited edition, by the way, $250.
Yeah, and I heard it's coming out September or something like that, September 9th or something.
Oh, 9-0-9-0-9.
9-9-0-9. I was kind of hoping it would come out on October 1st, because then they could say that the game came out on the one after 9-0-9, which, of course, is a Beatles cut from the Let It Be album.
That'd be awesome.
It'd be interesting.
But I was actually looking – speaking about the drum kit, we haven't talked about that too much. I was looking at some old photographs of the Beatles, and I noticed that Ringo's kit.
Oh yeah, you showed me these.
About as basic of a drum kit as you can get. It's not all crazy like these rock kits are today.
It really is the rock band guitar. Band drum set. Like, it's got a bass, it's got a snare, it's got a tom, it's got
hi-hat.
Hi-hat, it's just
a crash.
Yeah.
Well, that's early rock and roll for you. I mean, obviously, I've seen Ringo in concert before, and the kit he uses now is far more complex than the ones that you see in
photographs. But think about the time when he was drumming. I mean, guitar music wasn't that, or at least what we know it today, was not that popular. So it's understandable why he had a very simple simple drum set. They probably just didn't make him any more complex.
Yeah, Ringo just laid down a Mersey beat. Pretty much was just dun 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 in like the early part of the band days. So you didn't really need anything crazy. I mean, not like you didn't need like a Keith Moon drum set with like the double bass and cymbals galore and all that.
Yeah, well, see, the cool thing about this though is that if they do it right, you're going to be able to play exactly what Ringo Starr played. Like one-to-one, like exactly what you're playing on your drum kit is going to be exactly what he played for the song if they do it right.
And that means that in the early part of the game anyway, assuming they go in chronological order, the early part of the game, the expert drumming is going to be kind of easy. But as the game progresses, it's probably going to get a little bit harder and a little bit harder as they go along, because his drum beats got a little bit more complex.
Right. But, like, I'm just thrilled that, like you're pretty much going to be able to play exactly the way he played it. And I'm pretty sure if they map it exactly, you're going to be able to walk right over to a real drum kit after and pretty much play his drum parts.
Wow, that's a very interesting thought. We'll see if they get it right. I mean, I hope they do. That'd be really, really interesting.
Well, just think about it. These guys are the ones who started the Guitar Hero series. So odds are they're going to get it right.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, these are the same people that I believe made Guitar Hero 2, correct?
Yeah. No, after Guitar Hero 2, they left, and they made Rock Band. So, I shouldn't say that. They didn't leave. Half the company got bought out.
I see.
And then another thing about this game is I've heard rumors of there being footage of the Beatles never before seen, and Greg, you were saying about possible songs that could have never been released.
Well, let me see. The what I'm reading right now, it seems as though through George Harrison's son, that's been leaked. George Harrison's son, Danny. That yeah, there's going to be some never before heard music. And it's funny because I don't know if you guys heard this back in I don't know, it might have been October, I believe. They were talking about Paul and Ringo getting together to finish up some of the Beatles' unfinished work, but they never disclosed a release date for it. Maybe they're releasing it through this game.
Ooh.
That's really interesting. I did hear, didn't McCartney and Ringo Starr get back together and they said that they were going to like record an album together or something?
Yes, they are. That's right. Radio City Music Hall, the two of them were doing a benefit concert for, the night was dedicated to like meditation and the concept of meditation and all that stuff that they're into. And at one point, Ringo Starr came out and joined Paul McCartney on stage, and they did with a little help from my friends.
That's so fantastic. I never thought I'd see the day.
And neither did I. I mean, it was really a fantastic show. And the two of them were working together, and the two of them are also working together to help put this game together too. So it's nice to see a lot of Beatles fans, like dreams, if you will, coming to fruition now through this game and through this new album yet to be released.
I think that's great. I really hope that they do decide to go back to some of their, I mean, some of the old Beatles stuff, maybe some of the unreleased stuff, some of their old stuff, and just kind of like give it the end that it really deserved instead of like this horrible breakup where there's all this unreleased stuff, the band's not happy with each other. A bunch of the cuts on the Let It Be album, I know McCartney wasn't too happy with. I'd just like to see the whole thing have like a nice closure to it.
It's true. I mean, there were all sorts of rumors in the early part of the year 1980 that they were going to get back together, and supposedly everybody'd signed on to it except for George, and he was planning to, and then obviously John was shot, and then that could never happen, unfortunately. But and that just basically, like you said, the bitter taste in everybody's mouth about the breakup of the Beatles was still alive and well, and hopefully, I mean, these guys are getting old. If this is the final chapter of Beatlemania, this game and this new album and everything going digital and being sold online, I don't know. I hope it all works out. It's great for music, it's great for the rock band franchise, and it's great for Beatles fans everywhere.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I know for a fact I can't wait to play this game. I'm going to pre-order it as soon as I can. You can't really miss a game like this. I think it's going to be a historic game just for what it sets out to do.
Yeah, I think, as you were saying before, and as I said before, this is the first time that Beatles music has ever been on digital, widely available for digital format. And I think this is big because I honestly think this is one of the last big bands to be available for digital format. And I hope to God that they put it on iTunes, because seriously, they're going to make a lot of money by doing that.
Greg, do you know who owns the rights to the Beatles music now? Did McCartney ever get it back?
It's a bit complex because I believe there's more than just one owner. Obviously, Michael Jackson owned them for a while. I'm gonna look it up right now just so I can get a clear cut answer for you.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, I just have to say, since the Beatles are now coming out with their own game, I really think they need to stop making band-centered games, because I honestly think there's only one other band you could do it for. Actually, I take that back. There's two bands you could do it for.
Is Rush one of them?
No. It's Led Zeppelin and The Who.
I agree with you there.
I think those are the only two bands that you... The only reason why I say Rush can't do it is because a lot of their stuff is synthesized. A lot of it is like on piano and keyboards.
I would probably have to buy a Who game. I'm not gonna lie.
If that's
my second favorite band, I'd buy a Who game.
Like, I think with both of those bands, there is enough material for you to come out with a game for each. If they did an entire game that was all Quadrophenia or all Tommy, that would be epic.
Like, here's the way I see it. Guitar Hero, they seem to just be pulling bands at random to, like, stick in their games. They're like, oh, we need a band. What are we going to do? Oh, hey, this band. But Rock Band's like, all right, well, why can't we just release this stuff as downloadable content?
No, yeah, I completely agree.
I agree with. But I think they said, okay, we're dealing with the Beatles here. We can't just shove these guys onto the Rock Band store. This is the biggest band of all time. The Beatles, if no other band, absolutely deserve their own game.
No, and I think what?
They don't just deserve like a throw-on pack of downloadable content and call it a day. I think Rock Band absolutely made the right move by making a Beatles-centric game.
You know, here's the thing is that if you think about it, if they're going to release the Beatles stuff, I think they realize this. If you were to release the same material on downloadable content, guaranteed 95% of the people would buy it all anyways. So why not introduce a new game with all the same material and actually include new features into the game? It just seems like a smart play. Because seriously, if they released this entire set list on the downloadable content, wouldn't you both, instead of just buy one or two, you'd probably both buy them all.
Right, and it wouldn't have had the same effect too, because you'd still be playing the Beatles songs with like these crazy 80s rock dudes from like Rock Band, and it just wouldn't be the same. It's having true. The Beatles in the game really makes it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I found the answer, or what I believe it's the answer that seems most correct to the question you guys asked about who owns the rights to the Beatles music. And from what this explanation seems to indicate, Sony Music owns the right to the Northern Songs catalog.
Oh, son of a bitch!
Which includes the Macklin Music catalog. Basically, what that means is Sony right now owns all the Lennon and McCartney penned hits. However, it looks like in dealing with Michael Jackson, they were dealing with him during his times of legal troubles, and during his times of legal troubles, he also had financial troubles. So the rest of the I don't know. It's very complicated, but the rest of the deal went through. So it looks like Sony Music owns the Lennon-McCartney songs, but they don't own any of the George Harrison tunes or anything Ringo might have written. Which makes me, I don't know, that seems to be the correct answer. And again, if anybody knows anything differently, just let me know.
That's really interesting. Mm. What is Apple Music's, like, saying all of this? Did Apple Music get bought out at all?
Well, are you talking about Apple Music's confrontation with Apple Computers?
No, did Apple Music, the record label, did they get bought out by Sony or something like that?
I think what happened here is Sony owns the rights to them, but Apple owns the masters.
Yeah, I believe that is correct.
That's really interesting. There's something weird going on there. It makes me wonder how Rock Band got all these rights to make the Beatles in their game.
Because Rock Band's owned by MTV, and MTV probably has so many links to Sony, it's not funny.
MTV is taking part in the game, I know that.
Well, Harmonix, the makers of Rock Band, are owned by MTV.
Yeah, MTV Games, yep.
So, I mean, honestly, out of all the crap MTV puts on their stations, there's got to be – Sony must have owed them a favor or something.
I don't know. All I know is whoever negotiated the deal is a master negotiator, and I'd love for him to represent me in court one day if I ever need it.
Really? Yeah, no kidding.
It seems like negotiating the deal for this game must have been like pulling teeth, but I'm glad that they did it. I'll tell you that.
I'm shocked because Sony normally is like, hey, we're going to only release our shit for the PS3 and screw all you other people, which we'll actually talk about that next week with Ghostbusters, but that's just another story.
I'm just glad it's actually going to happen, the Beatles Rock Band.
Yeah, I think this is probably the smartest band-centric game ever.
It's true, and I hope it pans out. I hope they surprise us. I'm glad that they're keeping tight-lipped about it, because, I don't know about you guys, but every so often I'll go onto Google to see if there's anything new that's been confirmed. But in a way, I like the surprise aspect of it. I'm really highly anticipating this game.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not a Beatles fan, and I'm anticipating it.
What? One more rumor I heard about this game. It's just a rumor. I heard that every song on the game is going to be a Beatles song, and it's not going to be any like solo stuff. But I heard that there were talks about releasing some of their solo stuff as DLC.
That would make sense.
So,
wasn't there a Wings package for Guitar Hero World Tour?
I think there was. I wasn't too happy with it because it didn't have Live and Let Die in it, but I think it came out. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, that'd be interesting. That'd be good because, I mean, there was some, especially George Harrison, a lot of his solo stuff would be great for Guitar Hero or for Rock Band or for any sort of music video game. Like, he's got this one song called Wawa, which is a fantastic song, and it's got all sorts of guitar in it, so if they did that, that'd be a great addition to the game. It'd certainly be unexpected.
Yeah, no, that'd be awesome. All right, Cody, I think that's about it for today.
You know, we have one more thing I completely forgot about. Yeah, we have to plug this music video thing. So we went to school with a girl whose brother now works at Harmonix, and they are having an in building music video contest, and the one that they submitted is pretty good. We'll throw a link to it in the show notes, but go check it out. It's pretty cool. But
yeah, definitely. I saw the entry. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So
that I think is gonna do it. Greg, thanks for coming on with us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
We're gonna have to have you. We're gonna have to have like this huge like round table of stuff like during E3 because we got you on, we got Dave on, we got Matt Pat on. This is gonna be ridiculous. But
we definitely need to do a round table podcast sometime over the summer.
That's gonna be long as hell. But thanks for coming on. And if you want to email us suggestions, please. We want topic suggestions. We have one right now. We're going to take care of that next week. Email us at thebrpodcast@gmail.com. Go to our blog at thebrpodcast@blogspot.com. And if you want, follow me on Twitter at thebeast33. Obviously, you found us on iTunes. And if you can't understand a word I said, as I said last week, under our iTunes page, if you just click on website, it'll bring you right to us. So have a good week.
And do a barrel roll.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.